This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we need to talk about flight. Well, hold on. I got to ask. Is anybody flying anytime soon?
No.
Because I usually don't like doing this topic if anybody's going to fly anytime soon. When's your next flight, Erica?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Are you weird about that? Are you weird about talking about...
I am such a nervous girl about everything. I had to fly very shortly after the old plane crash in D.C.
Really?
And so I was freaking out. But it's fine. These are funnier,
but you understand,
right?
Okay, so we want your flight folly stories. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you were in a plane crash, doubtful you can call. Maybe you can. Maybe you can.
Because
not all plane crashes end...
Not
badly,
all of them, nope.
Right?
Well, then, poorly.
I mean,
it's
not great, but right.
Right.
But I would say this. I'd almost fly more the day after a plane crash.
You feel like people are being more careful.
No, that, yeah. And it's just the odds. If you believe, okay. But a real mathematician will tell you probability doesn't work like that. Probability, mm-hmm. The probability of it hitting 00 twice in a row on a roulette wheel is the same as it hitting 00 then a one. It's
yeah.
the same.
Put up the fake stats of the red.
Probability wise,
So
the very next flight could crash, but it probably won't. By the way, yeah.
We shouldn't be talking
you
about
that plane.
I've ruined it already.
Yeah.
We want your flight folly stories, the more funny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask this weird question? Do you think the weird stuff that happens on flights right now is happening more, or is it just because we all have cameras?
It's because we have phones.
So everybody's just recording it.
And how before, even if there somehow was a video of it, how were we going to see it?
Yeah, there just
wasn't. We weren't on TikTok. We weren't on Reels.
Yeah, but there weren't stories about that as much. I feel like back in the day, like people didn't get naked on planes. Now it's like you have to.
I bet they did, but it was just word of mouth. And it's like, what? A journalist is going to be like, yeah. And word of mouth says.
You're right.
The it girl just, started stripping.
Only four of your friends at a dinner party, you were like, you're sitting, you're not going to believe what happened on the plane.
Right.
But that's it. Then only four people know.
I get, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, so some.
I would have followed the lead. Woman stripping, tell me more.
Of course you would.
You're a child. Imagine you're on a plane and then somebody starts trying to climb over you.
What?
Well, so I think he had the window seat. So he started climbing over. So the people that were sitting there were like,
this happened
to you? No. This is an actual news story.
Oh.
This is a word of mouth story.
Right.
So he starts climbing over and they're like, oh crap, he must need to pee or he's about to get sick. So they are startled.
Right.
But not concerned necessarily.
They were sleeping? Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that they were sleeping. They just, they were like, oh God, he must be sick.
Sure.
So he climbs over them, then starts climbing over people in the exit row and tries to open the door.
No. And
sometimes when you're going to be really sick, you don't want to be inside though, you know?
True.
Do you want to plummet to your...
If you were in a car, what would you do?
You pull over.
You would not.
Get out. You roll the window down. Mm-hmm.
What would you, okay, have you ever sat on a plane and you look around and you go, who's going to be the weird one?
Ever since September 11th, I do.
Dark.
It's just, you start to go you do the little head
I'm
nod.
I'm sussing out people at all times.
At all times. But like you, like I'd see Tiak and he'd see me and we would both be like, yeah, we'll let that big guy over there get him. Like, neither one of us. We're like, but if it came down to it, I'm like, you got me? You got my back? If we got to go?
Do men really do that?
A little bit.
There's kind of unspoken. That's what I wonder about the people in the emergency row. That's just so like, you know, you'll protect us, right? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, shouldn't we?
Because you're just there for the legroom.
Yeah, should vet these people a little more.
No, like, you do. They ask them.
It's not a choice I would ever make. I do not ever sit in the exit row.
You don't?
No, because in an emergency, I'm not opening that door.
Yeah, you are. And the other thing is, they don't test, right? So it's like, will you help other passengers first? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then,
they
in the panic
test?
Of it all, just like they don't.
How are they going to test?
No, they can't, right?
So right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm first on, first out. FIFO.
Exactly. Half the time they're like, "Hey, I'm talking to you. Come on, pay attention.
Take your headphones off.
Not going to do anything.
Listen, we're not going to get any calls if we don't focus.
Okay, you're right.
Oh, I'm
why
sorry.
Won't you guys focus?
Yeah, it's definitely our fault.
So anyway, he tries to open the emergency doors. Passengers, much like Slacker and T-Hack,
right,
who've nodded each other, they restrained him. Flight attendants have flex cuffs or something. And then they zip tied him to his seat.
Hilarious.
So that's the kind of thing we want a story of. Like, were you on a plane? It can be anything. We want if you're like, you were there and you watched somebody do that, watched them go into the bathroom together and then come out all ruffled.
Okay, does anyone even do that anymore? Not to sound like Little Miss Pris, but.
I am with you. Like,
it's too small.
It's way too small. It's the room.
What are we talking about?
Do you want to have
the bathroom?
Yes. Do you want to
have a relationship? The Mile High Club.
It's too small. Got it.
I just got it. I see what he's doing. He was saying you're calling us. Okay. No, I do not want to do it there. No matter how.
It's not attractive.
I'd rather
frankly,
do it in my seat than in that bathroom.
No, possible. Thanks. Also that's possible. Way more illegal.
Blankets. You're just as covered.
Yeah. But what about the guy on the window? It seems like he's going to be.
You're probably the.
You know?
It was a middle seat.
Okay. I bet you someone's got a story of
seeing relations.
Yes.
For sure. Okay, so here's what we want. Be they zip tied or relations or just fights or weird altercations with flight attendants. We don't care what it is. We want to hear your flight folly stories. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
I thought I had a good one. And then you told these stories. But I was on a flight from Cabo once, coming home from Mexico.
Ooh.
And we all board, everything's fine. We're sitting there. And nothing.
You're giving me bubble guts just thinking about it.
Well, I didn't have bubble guts.
Okay.
But then.
When you're on that flight from Cabo, you don't want to be anywhere near.
You know what? We were going to Cabo, actually.
Okay,
I'm sorry. So everything was fine because that is why it was shocking. Then. The flight attendants are like rushing to the back, running. And I'm like, well, this is how it ends for me. This is it. This is the end. No, it turns out it was just a girl puking, but puking so much before the flight that she had to get removed. Thank you. She had to get removed from the flight, and like, weird enough, she was on my flight back from Cabo.
So she still made it down there.
So she still made it down there eventually.
And she walk of shamed it onto your same plane?
And she had to walk her shame off. They had to take her all the way from the back.
She
all
doesn't
the way
remember
to the front.
That part though.
Because I'm like, do you think she was drunk?
Oh, man. Mm.
She had to be drunk.
She pregame so hard that.
Yeah. And like, that's a flight you pregame.
Yeah. My son threw up on a plane once and they gave him the little wings afterwards. Do you think she got?
Probably not. I think it's different when you're under six.
Like, get it together.
Right.
Okay, can I do a really sad one that was in the news?
Sad?
No, maybe I don't want to tell the whole story, but it was basically, there was a flight from London to Singapore. Have you ever been on a plane with real bad turbulence to the point where you kind of said goodbye?
I do it every flight.
But I mean, like, for once you're on a plane that does that one drop, like when you feel the, that's probably only 50 feet drop, but it feels like 300. Yeah. When you do one that falls like 300, you say some goodbyes.
Yeah.
This plane had one of those, one of the huge things, and like a bunch of people got hurt. Dozens got hurt. One person died.
What?
Just from the
turbulence? It wasn't from the turbulence. The people who got hurt were just unbuckled. Like, you're getting your bag or whatever.
Hello,
like,
this is why you always keep your seatbelt buckled.
But if they hadn't made the call yet.
Right, okay.
And then
I'm with you. Buckle up.
Yeah.
You guys.
Buckle up. You're going like 1,000 miles an hour.
You're probably over an ocean.
Yeah, buckle up.
Okay, you don't want me down this rabbit hole, but let me just say this. In your car that can go like 80, your car, a Hyundai, maybe 40.
I'm buckled.
No. You're wearing a shoulder restraint. You've got a thing. You've got airbags in front of you. You've got curtain airbags. You've got all that crap. But on a plane that's going 600 miles an hour, you got a belt across your lap. That is just there to keep your corpse from killing anybody else. That is not there to
Slacker.
Save your life. It is. It's there to keep you from flying up and hitting somebody else.
Good, it will save someone else's end. That will be my last gesture. I was buckled in. Both of his belts were a little too tight.
They say the passenger died of a heart attack.
Yikes.
I bet.
Because he just freaked him out. He was 70-something. 73-year-old dude. British fellow. He's sorry.
Why did you bring down the mood with that one?
I don't know. I don't. Okay, sorry. So if you have a more fun one, like somebody barfed.
Right.
And they got wings when they were done.
Right. Yeah.
Or there's relations. Just the weirdest things that happen on a plane. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about flight follies, weird things that have happened on an airplane. Eric has witnessed a geyser of a barf
puke.
Fountain.
Yeah. Have you ever seen naked babies on flights too? Like they just pooped all over themselves and so now they've got to go in the...
It's so weird that you're saying that because I was thinking about the barf thing and I was on a trip to Disney World one time and the dude in the row behind me and we got stuck on the tarmac, which means you're not hooked up to the air conditioning anymore.
Right.
Oh, no.
And then the baby was like getting overheated and then the baby hurled.
Oh, wait, but the baby got overheated?
Yeah, the baby, it was just so hot. So then the baby hurled all over itself. They took all his clothes off and then it just kept barfing. But you know, what do babies eat?
Milk.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what sour milk smells like stuck in a plane for 6 hours on a tarmac in 90 degree heat?
Hours on a tarmac?
Oh, yeah.
And they
we were off
the plane?
Please, for the love of God, just go back. None of us even care about Disney anymore.
Right.
Just let us off. Because we're just smelling sour milk.
I just want my car.
It's just it's rotting all over this poor man. G-Love, I'm looking at you. It was your kid who did it. He was with our group. And I'm like, G-Love is his name.
Leave him.
Oh my gosh.
We were like, please let us shoulder roll him out of the plane. We'll pay to get him on the next flight, but we don't need barf smell.
That's brutal.
Okay, anyway, so we want to hear your flight follies as well. Matt?
Yay, guys. How's it going?
Yay.
Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. So I was a captain for a commuter airline company. And we were getting ready to take our 19-seater back to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And the ground handlers that were putting the bags in the cargo pit came up, and they're like, hey, Captain, can you check this out? And I was like, sure. So I went around there, and this bag's sitting out on the ramp, and it's making all sorts of noise that you wouldn't expect from a passenger bag. So I read the name on the bag tag and went on board the airplane, and I said, Miss Johnson, could you see me? And so she comes forward from the back of the airplane. We walked around to the back, and, of course, everybody's looking out the windows now at us, and I was like, is this your bag, ma'am? She said, yes, it is. And I said, we need to know what's making all that noise in there. And so she opened it up, and it was a toy.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was going to be a dog.
I thought it was going to be a dog, you naive so, whatever.
I'm really glad it wasn't a dog.
It's a bob.
Sound.
It's
no,
a bob.
No, it's not.
Was it a bob? It was a battery
operated. Oh, a bob. I thought you said a bomb.
Yes. No, a battery operated toy.
And it was okay. It was charged up to full capacity at that point.
It was going to town, sir.
I can't look at you guys.
The worst part of it is, like, because you're on a regional transpo, like, jet,
there's
only 19 people total on the plane.
Oh,
so,
no.
like walk of shaming over 300 is a lot easier because there's people on the wrong side of the plane who didn't see
it. People don't know.
No, but, like, this is, we're all friends now. We all saw.
Did it come out of the bag?
Yeah.
She had to take it out to turn it off and then walk back on the airplane. Of course, everybody's just shocked faced.
Nope.
You know what, though?
Nope.
Good for her.
Good for her.
She shouldn't be
ashamed.
She's
living her best life is what she's doing.
Can you guys use this to, like, bring the planes in or anything?
My
God. Get it off the plane. Get me off the plane. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, my God. That's mortifying.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the call, Matt. I loved everything about that dude. You can tell he's a pilot.
You were having like a real moment with him at
because
the beginning.
He's the exact pilot. I have another flight folly. We were on a plane going. We had to get to Owensboro, Kentucky, and you have to. There's no direct flight, so you have to land in Memphis, Tennessee.
Sure.
And then you get on his plane. You get on this puddle jumper.
Okay.
And we get up in the air. We start getting tossed around, but the pilot's got the door open, and I watch him turn his hat backwards, and I was like, "Oh hell no!"
What?
You don't want to see him turn his hat backwards?
No, like his pilot's cap?
He was wearing a regular hat, like the because it's just a puddle jumper, right? And he flips his hat backward. I'm like, huh? He's like, we're going to set her down in Paducah. So we set her down in Paducah, and I'm like, I got a cab out of Paducah. I was like, I am not getting back on backward
how
hat plane boy.
How far from Paducah to own
long you. Enough, but not enough for me.
Yeah.
To
the cab driver turns his hat backwards.
Is that a thing? That guys do when things get serious?
You damn Skippy, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You turn your cap around.
Absolutely, yeah.
You when it's on, you're about to get in a fight, something's going on, you flip your cap, and you're like, here we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, if you're really going to fight with a cool guy? And I get that response, and we don't fight.
Oh, Cam? We lost Cam!
No, it's because I shouted about the hat.
What was Cam going to say?
She said that her husband was on a plane once and opened the door to the bathroom unknowingly because it like wasn't locked. Somebody was in there and he was just peeing like on the floor, like the wrong direction.
He was
facing the door. So when he opened the door, got
very drunk.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. All right. So we're gonna do the non thing.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, we are. It's time for non, news or nope.
You guys should sing with me.
But Aaron's not here, so...
Solo.
Erica's alone.
No, you guys.
If you're in your car, please turn your radio way up and sing along with Erica on the high parts.
I'm going to pee my pants.
You're going to be fine. And if you don't do it...
Okay, I'll do it.
There are consequences.
I'll do it.
News.
Nope.
News.
News.
No! 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 Bad girl! Bad girl!
I was laughing too hard. The thought of high
being alone
singing. Nope.
She didn't pee her pants.
Right.
She's lying.
I really
okay.
could. Here, I'll give you one.
Hold on. No.
Nope.
It's too late.
That was also really off.
What's that, T-Hack? Play it again and give her another chance.
Okay.
News. News.
No. Can we just do the stories?
How can we trust your journalistic integrity?
I've got good stories today. Good evening. The AMAs were last
good evening.
Night.
Oh.
That's not a nope. You have one nope if you want a nope.
Here's
me.
The no, I'm not gonna use my nope. That's a no, not a nope.
Okay.
I have some beef ball with the AMAs, so you go. I do want to talk about this.
That everyone expected Taylor Swift to announce Reputation Taylor's version at the AMAs last night, and she wasn't there.
But here's the thing. One, she's already released one of the songs from it.
Kind of. It was in the trailer for, what's that show called? The one with the red
hood. Oh, handmade.
Handmade tail.
Yeah. Yes. Look what you made me do, which I'm sorry, sounds almost identical to the first one.
That's the point.
No, I thought she was trying to make them a little different. Like, so you can tell, oh, this is Taylor's version.
But because Reputation came out when she was older.
Right.
So her voice sounds pretty much the same. Now the ones that like debut Taylor's version are going to sound really different.
Are you talking about the AMA still, or did you find a way to make this all about Taylor?
I didn't mean to.
Okay.
But I thought,
she wasn't there. Who else wasn't there?
Billie Eilish.
And what did Billie Eilish do last night?
Billie Eilish won just about everything. That's what I was going to go through.
And she didn't come.
She wasn't even there?
She was on tour in Europe. Slacker. So she won Artist of the Year. She won Album of the Year. She won Song of the Year.
I think she won 7 out of 7. Like she went.
She won Favorite Touring Artist. Now I'm just scrolling down. She won Favorite Female Pop Artist. She won Favorite Pop Album.
So.
And Favorite Pop Song. So she won. Basically
she won
everything.
7 awards. So, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to. I am. I hate award shows. I think they're stupid.
I will say this one was hard to watch.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watch every award show.
Oh my God. So you're like, the problem.
But like,
you're the problem.
We made dinner. We snuggled the dog. We watched.
No. The only way they're going to go away.
I don't want them to go away.
We want them to go away.
You know
bad.
What I want to go away? What? J-Lo hosting them. She was bad. She did an opening number and she did not sing.
She just danced to the 23 biggest hits of the year or something.
Wow, you're pretty dialed in for a guy who
I
didn't
read
watch
about
this.
It, but I didn't watch it. Okay.
You're the problem.
I'm the problem.
As much as people keep reading about him.
No, I'm just saying we have to just stop. If we just all stopped.
But the Grammys are so good every year. Like,
no, they're not.
The Grammys are worth it. The AMAs.
Yeah, that sucked. You had the big winner and she never once took the stage.
She was on tour in Europe. What did you want them to do?
Yeah, somebody else the winner. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, look, the music has moved on.
Good evening. Another good pop evening. Star back in the news. Britney Spears, she has apologized for lighting a cigarette on a charter plane, which I say, I thought this was America. I thought you're on a chartered flight. Who cares? Isn't that
chartered different than you're thinking private? Private, yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Chartered is kind of a timeshare experience with
sort
the plane.
Of, yes.
Private is you own it.
Yes.
Okay, so it was her turn to use it.
Right.
And no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I'm going to say this. Like, when I used to use Apple Vacations, they had, it's just the way everybody says it in Mexico. It's so great. If you ever fly to Mexico, all the guys say Apple Vacations. Are you here with Apple Vacations? It's so fun.
I don't know
fun.
What that is.
Apple Vacations.
You booked your vacations through Apple?
It's not Apple, the like Steve Jobs thing. It's something called Apple Vacations.
Okay.
Anyway, they used to do charters. So instead of, they eventually switched to Frontier, which is when the company kind of went. But like, so you'd be getting on a plane, but you're getting on a plane called Champion Air. And Champion Air was the charter company for the Avs and the Nugs.
Oh,
so
cool.
Like, you're on the 737. It's like, oh, we're taking a little jaunt down to Cancun.
You're
it's
right.
Apple's.
Just a jaunt.
It's like 2.5 hours. It's so fast.
Every single person on that plane was part of
Apple Vacations.
Apple Vacations.
You're right.
I see.
But you were, so kind, then yes, I guess you're right. It's kind of like a timeshare. It was Apple Vacations time with the plane, but it was the Avs plane.
I mean, I get it. It's definitely inconsiderate, and I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, so I'm not defending cigarette smoking at all, but it just seems like, I mean, what are you paying for? You don't get to do anything, and it's not even that bad. She just like lit a cigarette, and people were outraged.
I still think it's not, but unlike what Eric is trying to say, I don't think it was her plane. Like, she was part of like, a group of people going somewhere.
You really think Britney Spears was on a plane with a bunch of other random people?
Then who would get mad? If they were her friends, they wouldn't get mad. She was on a plane that was like chartered to go to Antigua or something, but she didn't buy the plane out. She was just on a chartered plane to somewhere.
Yeah.
Which means there were regular people on that plane.
Okay, I see. They said police were waiting for her at LAX.
Yeah,
so they were flying there.
And if Erica... If we chartered a plane, it was just us and you lit up, we'd be mad at you and we'd be like, knock it off.
Right.
But police wouldn't be waiting for you.
Mm-mm. There were No, we're cool.
We're cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I have bad news for all my writers in the room.
R-I-D-E-R-W-R-I-T-E-R. You articulate like you're from...
My writers, my like, poetry aficionados,
pull up a chair.
My
That's
English
me.
Majors, the semicolon might be going exist because a study found that there's a 50% decline in the use of a semicolon in the last 20 years.
Somebody in this room use a semicolon the right, I don't know how to use it. Do you know how to use it? I just use ellipses for everything.
Well, that's
yeah,
not
that's not, yeah. You could say like...
No, but it covers it. It covers it just like, I'm taking a breath here. Like dot, dot, dot.
No, but it's. I think it's kind of like, here we are doing the show, semicolon. We're doing the news or nope segment.
That's how you use
well,
it?
Well, I think as a, like from a grammatical, I think you are correct. It can also be used in lists.
Ooh.
Why would it be used in a list and not a comma?
I don't know.
I thought it's like you're ending this thought and it's a new thought, but about the same thing.
You're right. The example given here is I have a big day tomorrow, semicolon. I can't go out tonight. So we're all using.
You're telling me that's a period.
Or a comma.
Yes.
But you see, a period.
Oh, they just put a period
or,
on top.
Yep.
Mind blown.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just have a weird, and it's not a moral question, but it's just an etiquette question.
Okay.
And since all I have are you two at the moment.
You've come to the right place,
yeah, my etiquette
sir.
Is bad.
How closed... This is an elevator etiquette button.
Mm.
How closed are the doors? How closed can the doors be? And you still stick your chubby little fingers in there before I get to like whoosh, hit it and like push you out of the elevator. Cause there's Ooh. A, like if you're running late for the elevator, I will admit, if the elevator doors start to close, I have put my hand in.
Okay.
I'm running up. I'm like, you hear the ding and you're like, that's ding means doors just open.
Right.
So I got some time
mm-hmm.
and our door is about 40 feet from our elevator. Why do I know this? Because I marked it off after my little incident today.
Okay, that's what you were doing down there.
Sorry.
Someone... You don't get to put your hand in at a certain point. You just don't.
Also, whoever this was apparently has chubby little fingers.
They did have chubby little... So actually a cute girl, and it made it worse for me.
Because
I didn't have the huevos to say anything. Like, cut it a little closer, chubby hand.
Wait, like an actual small girl?
No, and or she like didn't have chubby hands. It was just
like
me.
An attractive woman.
She was an attractive woman.
Because the chubby hands and then you calling her a cute little girl right. was kind of weird there.
There she was. She was in her Girl Scout uniform and she had cookies with her. No, not, yeah. It was just...
Quit bringing kindness into the world. What are you doing?
Is there a point where I'm allowed to go, huh-uh? But I mean, you
no.
can't.
I think, yeah, yeah.
But
I think
you can't.
If once the door is started, let them go. Let them go.
Not started.
That's how the elevators work.
Not
There's
started.
Always another
no.
one.
But that means Slacker could have said,
"Huh?
Not today.
Not today." But there's nothing you can do because once they stick their hand in,
it opens.
Some elevators.
Yeah.
Like, you know how some like have a weird eye or whatever, and if your hand just breaks the plane, it's almost like your garage door opener.
Yeah.
Like if your hand breaks a plane, some of them you have to like manhandle it a little bit. You have to push the weird little extra door inside
and
the door.
And you're wondering if you can slap someone's hand out of the way before they manhandle them?
Yes. If it's the manhandle kind of door, and our freight elevator is that, if it's the manhandle kind of door, do I get to like whoop, hit their little sausage fingers back and be like, nope, not today.
Do you want to be known as the guy in the building who hits people's hands back when they're running late?
A little bit. It running is, late? That's your problem. Yeah, that's not my
it
problem.
It is presumptuous. If you're on the elevator by yourself, it's just you and you're helping the person.
Yes.
But if you're on the elevator with other people, they may also be running late.
Yes.
And they just caught your elevator. Now you're keeping the door open. Oh, one more. Yes. One more. One more. And you're making a presumption and of the other people on the
can
elevator.
Can we go one step further? The exact same thing happens at DIA, where everybody's like, you're trying to get on that damn train.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, dude, and it's like, the doors are closing. And somebody's like, you're delaying. And they don't care. Because once the doors pop back open, then 40 more people try to pile on. And you're like, no, no, bad, bad.
Yeah. I think you got to just let people. Mm-hmm. Now, I would never stick my arm in, even if the doors have begun.
Let me see your fingers. I'd smack those fingers. I'm not calling them sausage fingers.
Are you calling them chubby?
No, but I'd smack your hand. If you put your ring hand in, I probably wouldn't because I'd be afraid.
You'd be afraid to hit this rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It would hurt you.
It would like draw blood.
Right. No, I would never put my hand in and be like, well, everyone's waiting for me. But I also would never care if someone did it. Unless the elevator was full.
You would never care.
If the elevator's full and then I'm getting claustrophobic, then get out of here.
Yeah, and everyone's looking at you like, Right, really? Okay. I care. And then you get off on two.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God,
look at the stairs, fat fingers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I promise this is not about Erica, but it's going to be about her anyway.
Well, it's not about me.
Well, we just want to talk about weird weddings, wild weddings, wedding woes, mm-hmm. crazy crap that happened when somebody got married.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you didn't know this, I don't know if you know this, Tiak.
Eric
is engaged.
Congrats.
Thank
oh my
you.
God. Oh my what a gr-
I showed
it so
him the
great?
Ring.
Is oh that the ring?
You know what's actually pretty annoying?
Oh my God.
It's like, anytime, like all weekend, because I was at a wedding and we'll get to that in a moment, but all weekend people are like, oh my gosh, you know, I heard you got engaged, whatever. And I'm the annoying girl who puts out my hand or who holds it up. And I just
yeah,
did
you
it to
did.
T-Hack.
You just held it up for T-Hack.
And it was a joke because obviously T-Hack's seen it. But
yeah, we all have to kiss it every day. When
yeah,
we come
so
back.
Weird.
We have to say, wow, wow. You did a good job.
Whoa, lucky planes aren't trying to land on that.
Someone did hit me with a could see that sparkler from a mile away this weekend. And I said, yes, you could.
That's a good line.
Let's get it actually appraised, though, and see if that's real. It's a little too big to be real. If you're asking me.
Like, you think it's cubic zirconia?
I think it's something manufactured.
Okay.
I've met your fiancé.
You think he's...
It's so real. Man's so in love with you.
He's so nice and great. Anyway.
And not the guy who tried to pass off one of the chemical ones.
We did a problem. We did a bad thing here.
What?
We made it about me.
I already knew it was going to be about you. It's called cutting it off at the pass. There was a story in the news that was basically... they did the cake smash. Which I still, you guys, just stop it. There's certain wedding traditions. We were able to get rid of Obey. We've talked about that.
Oh,
nauseam.
Yeah.
We got rid of Obey, so let's get rid of the cake smash. It's dumb.
Yeah, never a good idea. Nobody, no.
Here's how to make the cake smash worse.
Oh.
Worse.
They were using cutlery. They were
what?
Like, normally when you do it, you have a piece of cake in your hand.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're feeding it to your lovely betrothed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you just turn and kind of smash some.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a fork and he did the smash.
Oh, I just got like the heebie-jeebies thinking about getting a fork to the mouth on your wedding day.
He cut her.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he accidentally cut her lip, but it's like, bro.
It's already bad enough. It's like the first thing we do as husband and wife is I'm going to trick you.
Right.
I'm going to make you think I'm not, and now I'm going to stab you too.
Right.
Like,
and on accident, I assume you and AHAC did not do the cake smash.
No,
right.
Not okay. at all. I don't like when babies get cake all over themselves. I just don't like. Who is that for?
He's baby.
I didn't put it together, but I do think that's what he meant.
Yeah.
I don't like when baby gets cake on him.
Right. No baby.
Baby
cake.
Doesn't want cake on him. Honey, no. I know the kids are at a sitter, but baby doesn't want cake.
Baby doesn't normally wear a tux, honey. Don't ruin it.
Oh my god, that's so messed up that I didn't catch it. That was very observant.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, just stop. Anyway, long story longer, this story is just now coming out because they just got a divorce. It's been like a year and it was just like, yes, you tricked me. Yes, you did it in front of everybody. Yes, you also stabbed me. Like there's just the mistrust you're not going to.
I would never be able to recover my marriage from getting stabbed.
The thing for me, just for all the brides out there, you're about to get married and like he does this, understand something. You said I do, he said I do, the priest was there, you all signed the document. Until that document's mailed in, you ain't married.
That's
so
true.
You got a chance to tackle that priest and you don't need an attorney. You just didn't get married.
Yeah.
Also, like the priest doesn't go running away with you.
Well, sometimes if they left already. Like if they already left, sometimes they just swing by the courthouse.
The priest
and
takes it?
Yeah.
The married couple doesn't. And also, priest is a really strong word here.
Holy
the
man.
The officiant.
Clergyman.
I had to run back in to sign it because we were like outside. Oh. We had left the church already.
Oh, you had to go back in and actually do the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to go sign it.
All right. So a bleeding bride with cake in her face is an example of a wild wedding. We're going to get to Erica and only Erica's stories in a minute. But
that's not true.
We also want to hear your weird wedding stories as well. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
This is...
There it is.
What? Well, no, it's not about me. This is... it's not as bad as a cake smash where the bride is cut, but it was my best friend's wedding was this past weekend.
Mm.
I was in it. It was so beautiful. It was so fun. We had a great time.
It was
time.
Beautiful. The weather was crap.
The weather was awful. And she had the best attitude ever. We were up in Boulder and she had the best attitude. She really was like, it is what it is. Of course, Friday, day before the wedding, beautiful, beautiful day. Stunning.
It's like God saying you shouldn't get married, don't you think?
I do not believe that. My gosh.
There's no way she was okay with it. I mean, good on her for putting a face.
She's put on the face. But
well, I think she was like bummed. So it was misty.
Well, we already put the deposit down.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, okay. Something's wrong.
Here's the thing.
That face. I never want to see.
I wasn't rolling either.
No.
Oh,
dude, that's face.
Because of this past weekend, have a rain contingency plan. I already
you
know what
have
it is.
To.
Yeah, I will not do the ceremony outdoors because, unlike my friend, I am not a chill bride. I will be angry if my hair and makeup is destroyed.
Hack playing Switzerland
again.
Over there.
Laugh again.
She's talking about it again.
Oh my God! So, but she didn't cry. Like,
well,
and nobody
she cried in her vows, but no, she was really cool about it. And I told you this earlier, Slacker, and you rolled your eyes pretty hard at me. But right before the ceremony, we played "It's Raining Men" and "Rain Is a Good Thing" and "Umbrella," and we sang it. And
"Umbrella."
You can sing.
I know what the song is. Oh God!
It was really. She made the best of it.
Umbrella.
And luckily, no stitches were needed. Like she wasn't stabbed.
Yeah, she didn't bleed from the mouth, so we didn't cake smash.
No.
Wouldn't have mattered. Her makeup's already destroyed.
They did a little bit, so they didn't cut a cake. They cut cheese. Right,
yeah,
which is also known for a part. She loves cheese, so they cut like little rounds of cheese. He may have fed her some cheese.
Mm. That sounds like...
I think, okay, so I want to add to the wild wedding stories. I think you could call with something as simple as the weirdest tradition somebody did like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think I want stories, because I've been to weddings where like they were themed, but they didn't tell the crowd.
Oh no, was it like Harry Potter?
It was actually Star Wars. So it was just like...
Did Darth Vader walk down the aisle?
No, but he had a light... Like, it was like...
No!
Lightsabers in the middle. We were allowed to dress okay, so which was awesome. Because like if I had walked in and there'd been a bunch of Wookiees sitting there, yeah, it would have been like, hard pass. But then like when he came out in the robes and stuff, and I was
That's
like...
That's how he got married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was she dressed as Leia?
She was dressed more adjacent to Rey, the newer, the younger Jedi.
With the white robe.
Yeah, white robes, yeah.
Okay.
It was like, and the ring bearer was an Ewok.
In your life, is this obsessed with Star Wars?
They were both dressed as Princess Leia. I was like, this is why I wanted to talk to you. I know we're not supposed to see each other, but...
I will say I was at the wrong wedding, so... I was... I was one church over, but I was already there. And I like Star Wars as much as the next guy. My friends, who you know who you are, I'm sorry. Your wedding was awesome.
Also, I'm making fun of you, not soccer. And I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, so if you've got a weird wedding, wild wedding story, this is where we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about pro tips on how to ruin Erica's upcoming wedding.
No,
we're just doing wild weddings. Your wedding is going to come off spotless. It's going to be immaculate. It's going to be great.
You know what I think, though?
I hope you really think this.
I do. All weddings
have
something that goes wrong.
Uh-huh. And?
And it's okay.
And it's not only okay.
It's still the best day ever?
It's probably the thing that makes your wedding not suck.
Okay, well.
Like, there's something about the weird thing that happened at your wedding that everybody goes like, remember when he got out the lightsaber? And you're like, yeah.
Yes. Like, so one of our friends, it was 100 degrees. Then this one, it was raining. And like, we always go, and oh my gosh, it was the hottest day of the year. Yeah.
But if it came off without a hitch, it'd feel like the royal wedding.
It would just be a beautiful wedding.
Who wants that? Just a straight up like, oh my God, look how great it was. You don't want it to be that. You want it to have mystery, intrigue, drama.
Well, maybe not drama.
Something. Mason?
Yay.
Weird wild weddings. What do you got?
So we had a pirate themed wedding. And all of my groomsmen had pirate swords and were dressed up like buccaneers. All of my wife's bridesmaids were dressed like winches, just less cleavage. And then we did
Was the crowd in on it?
At the end, when we said I do and walked out back down the aisle, everyone put on an eye patch. So, but the weird thing that we did at our wedding was a piñata.
Nope. That's not the weird thing you did at your wedding, Mason.
Can I ask, like, how long ago did you get married and were you a child?
A man child. It's going to be 13 years this year. So it was 2012.
Oh, cool.
And you guys were pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in our mid-20s.
Yeah, okay. That feels more reasonable to me.
Nope.
Okay.
No matter what, you've seen a wedding by that time. You know what it's not.
Yeah. You have. But if they're really...
They've been away at sea for years. Yeah. So
are you guys really
expect?
Into pirates?
So we had gotten engaged on a pirate sunset cruise in Texas.
Yep.
And so we had a long drive back home and we were talking about different types of weddings and we were like Star Wars. We were like regular. And then we were like pirate. Like, let's do pirate. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And it is fun, and everyone in attendance will remember it forever.
Yep. Thank you, Mason. I'm sorry we don't have time to find out how things got real weird with the piñata. What? How would that make it any... That's the first normal thing you've done.
They had a treasure map, so she wrote like a map to where to find it.
Oh, cute.
On theme.
Yeah. But a piñata's not quite on theme.
Thank you. Chris.
Yay.
Weird wild wedding. What do you got?
All right, so kind of long story short, we met on the 14th of October, found out I was pregnant 2 weeks after we met, got married on the 12th of December, with a 2-day engagement. And then after our wedding, we went to work because we worked at the same place.
Okay. All right. Okay. Seems like some HR violations going on.
Okay. So you were pregnant. You got pregnant on your first date.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. I love that for you.
And you're still together to this day. You're happily ever after.
Yes, we are getting ready to celebrate 18 years.
We love that. That's sweet.
That's so good.
Slacker can't even hate.
I can't handle it because I wanted it to have a bad ending. But these are the ones that go forever. Yeah. They just do. The weird ones are the ones. Pirate boy is going to be with his girl forever.
Well, yeah, you don't have a pirate wedding with someone who you don't love that much.
Yeah, I know.
It's true, yeah.
Scott.
Yay.
Weird, wild wedding.
Yeah, so on my wedding, we decided to get married on a cruise ship because it'd be, like, really affordable. Like, we just pay for our ticket.
Yeah.
You know, guests pay for their ticket. But it's kind of like public open space. So we just kind of walked up to the top of area of our cruise ship to do our ceremony. Uh-huh. And like right when we started saying, my dad was officiating, and like right when we started saying our vows, the band started practicing playing Happy by Pharrell, like over our vows. And my dad's like, what do you want to do? Do you want to wait? I'm like, let's just say our vows, like, over Happy. Like, I don't know when they're
going to
stop.
That buffet's calling my name. Let's get this over with.
You're not going to believe what song we're playing right now.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. Hey, man, we're on the air. What are you doing?
Oh, I was turning the lights on. I tried to look over at you. I couldn't see you. I thought, oh.
Every once in a while, it's just dark in here. We could spend hours in this studio without noticing.
Well, you do realize that we have giant windows here. That's why you didn't.
I know, but just like every once in a while, then it'll just, like, the sun will go behind a cloud or something, and then you look down at your paper, and like none of us could see, but then the song is running out, and I'm like, well, TX fixing the lights, but we don't really have a choice.
Well, that's where we are. You guys are always on my case in there, the tinier studio.
Yeah.
Where I belong.
Get in your hole!
Not the producer studio, the tinier studio.
But I always forget to turn the lights on in there too, because it's bright when I come in, and then especially like in the winter, it'll just
at the end of the show, it's 7 o'clock at night, and I walk by, and it's like you're in solitary confinement. You're in the box, and I shove the door open. It's just like Shawshank, where it's like, oh, like your eyes see the light for the first time. It's like weird.
That's what my dog looks like every time I turn on the lights for him each morning. He goes,
oh, what is happening?
Just leave me alone. I'm digging a hole in there.
Listen, okay, so you are a major part of the conversation we're going to try to have right now.
Okay.
And you were away at the lights. Erica's no longer has her V card.
What?
Does your mom still listen?
Yeah,
mom,
she sure does.
This is the point.
She just learned.
Okay, so what happened? You said to me you ate a thing. That V card.
I thought you were actually asking me.
No, I wasn't talking about your V card.
About my real V card. I was like, we have to go back a while.
No.
However you want to answer it.
How far do we have to go back, young lady?
I'm not that young anymore, is the point.
Okay.
I had my first ever McGriddle. As a hungover meal on Sunday.
You what? Why?
I can applaud it. Probably way more satisfying than...
What?
Than the other one?
Than
the other V-card?
This is
the first time? Anyway.
You know what you're doing, even though, you know, with the McGriddle.
Here's the problem.
You're talking about the other first time, you're talking about like an Egg McMuffin or something? What are you saying?
Yeah.
What's the other first time?
That. Mm. Here's the problem. McDonald's over in, I don't know, near my dog's animal vet.
Are you drunk still?
No.
Can you put a sentence together?
I really can't. Okay. But here's the deal. So I don't know where we were. We were near the Overland Animal Hospital.
Sure. So you were in there Overland.
Maybe. There was a McDonald's over there. We pulled in. I said, give me that sausage McGriddle because I think that T-Hack told me about this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a favorite of yours?
I'm a big proponent, yeah. I get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit, and I get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a McGriddle.
Oh.
You do?
Yeah, because the biscuits are becoming...
You go both? I shouldn't be judgmental.
I get both. Yeah. It's breakfast.
But you have half of each and store the rest for later.
Yeah, in my cheeks.
Okay, chipmunk.
Okay.
Anyway, so the problem is they gave me a bacon instead of a sausage McGriddle, and I am a sausage girl.
Especially if you're going to eat the nasty sandwich that is the McGriddle.
What's your problem?
Yeah, what nasty?
I think we've had this discussion, and I'm sure people who've listened to the show long enough can figure out hypocritical points in my life where I've done this. I'm not a huge fan of like sweet and savory together. Like, I don't understand. All y'all who like chicken and waffles and have recommended the greatest places on earth to have chicken and waffles. Yeah. My God, I love fried chicken. My God, I love waffles. Why is there syrup on my chicken? Don't put syrup on my chicken. Wait, what did you do?
Syrup is good. Yeah.
Oh, syrup is amazing. But not like you get a little in bit. My mouth in a sandwich. Like, you soggied my sandwich. It's like somebody spilled syrup on my sandwich.
No, the McGriddle, they've got it engineered. They've got little pockets that they only burst when you...
Wait! Is there syrup on the McGriddle?
Yes!
Okay, she is drunk.
She's drunk. What are you...
What?
There's syrup in the little pancake.
Yeah.
So when you bite down, it's like leaking syrup into your lips, into your pores.
That makes so much sense. Oh, okay. I thought it was a really sweet pancake.
Yes.
It's not. But it's not. It's got syrup in it.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, what should I try next?
No.
Go back with the proper appreciation for the McGriddle. Okay.
Here's the thing. The only, but in Erica's defense, and now I'm after you, if you're going to eat said nasty sandwich, the only meat is sausage.
Yeah.
Because you don't, when you're at a breakfast place, you don't run your bacon through the syrup. You run your sausage through the syrup.
No, you run either. Definitely the egg and whatever's on your plate, you run it through the...
You do not run the egg
through the syrup. Yeah, you don't run egg through syrup on a plate. Now, in the McGriddle...
Nope.
Run it through on the plate. It's good. Yes. The syrup.
An egg?
Syrup is better for everything. If you put syrup on it, it is better.
Do you not eat runny eggs? You strike me as a scrambled only kind of guy.
Yeah. Whatever a 12-year-old eats. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. If you had an over easy egg, like grown-ups eat, hand up here. Whoosh, no.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then you don't want runny into runny, bro.
You're right. You're right. I would do the scrambled eggs.
Okay.
In through the syrup.
Call you out.
Like an adult.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The time has come, everyone. The voting is in. It's time to figure out what all Erica has to do by next weekend.
What? I am a very busy girl.
No, you're not. You've secured your wedding venue.
I did.
I think you made a drunken decision on a photographer. So it's time to.
That wasn't a drunken decision.
Oh, yes. That's what you told us. In fact, if you're the photographer Erica hired, just know she doesn't actually want you.
No,
you're
wasn't.
A drunken decision.
She was not a drunken decision. I can't believe you're doing this. You didn't know
if
she
she's
was a
listening
listener?
And likes the show. She knows that I am full of crap.
That's so true.
There's no way.
She actually told me that.
Right.
Flasher's full of crap.
Who thinks Erica would make any decision about her wedding lightly? Or no, do we think...
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Or do we think there's probably a room with like tacks on the wall and yarn in between
no,
them?
No, I'm not
like,
the crazy guy from It's Always Sunny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, you're not.
Well, I bet...
Inside.
You've considered different grooms.
Just, I have to get the vibes right.
Okay. So what we've been working for a few weeks now on what we call the Colorado list. Mm-hmm. Erica's Colorado list. Do you think Coloradoans, I'm one, should we be insulted by changing the end of the, like we're changing it. It's like, it's not Colorado do, Colorado do, Colorado list.
No, it's cute.
It's okay, it's catchy.
Play on spelling.
We're allowed to do that? Sucker. I mean, I'm allowed. I'm a native.
Okay.
I'm a pioneer.
You know what?
All right.
Good for you.
Here are the things on the list. Number one, this, by the way, number zero is Bojo's Pizza.
Yeah, but you guys keep talking about it and we haven't gone yet, so.
Yeah, but I think we can knock a couple things all at once. Here's the thing. This is your list.
Right.
But we're going to come to some of them. That's... The ones we want that aren't hard.
Right, right. You guys are very supportive.
For Bojo's. Wait,
every right. time she does something else, he's going to go back to Bojo's.
Right. Okay.
It's his default position.
Perfect. Yeah.
Is Erica doing something today? All right, so Bojo's is not on the list, but it is your first
It could
foray.
Be like our kickoff.
It can.
That's actually a cute
way to... But we have to go to the Idaho Springs one. And I know everybody's mad about the drive. You got... Tiak, I know you love the pizza so much, but we can't go to Park Meadows, bro.
It's not the same.
And I Evergreen's agree. Not the same either. It's still right. just like a restaurant.
Exactly. It doesn't have the mountainy, as mountainy of a feel, which I am on my soapbox. I think the one in Park Meadows, it's called Bojo's To Go.
Okay.
It should be Bojo's Express. Not to go.
Because you can sit.
You can sit there. There's seats. There's plenty. Like we've had.
But are they seats meant for people waiting for their food and you just sit there and like loiter?
It's a little cramped, but you pushy enough, they will give up
It's
their
you
seat.
And a bunch of DoorDash drivers just sitting there. What?
The Bojo's in Idaho Springs is 2 hours from here.
Yeah. No.
No, it's not.
Not 2 hours.
It's given me 150 in this moment.
Well, that's not great.
It's not great.
But Erica's going to buy us all hotel rooms up there. Oh God, there's no hotels in Idaho Springs, I don't
think.
That's
right. I couldn't get married there because there's no hotels for all my guests.
Uh-oh. Interesting.
I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that.
So we've just wasted a few minutes not telling you any of the places officially on the list. The most voted for thing, weirdly, was the Coors Tour. Like everyone.
It's so Colorado. You got a Colorado.
Because now I think you can do, there's a Bud Tour and stuff too.
Here.
Now up in Fort Collins, because they built a big thing. But Bud's from St. Louis, right?
Yes.
That's a St. Louis beer.
Uh-huh. And Coors. I've done that tour as well in St. Louis.
And which one's better, T-Hack?
The Coors one, of course.
Okay, there we go.
Way more free beer at the Coors one.
It's not free anymore.
Or, that's right, you have to schedule it. Well, it's baked in, I don't know.
Yeah. So the Coors Tour is definitely one we're tackling. Are you in?
Yeah, of course. I want to go back.
Okay.
Love it.
I like the things you hold with the
audio. Here's the thing. I know I've got this whole list. Do we have a timeline for real?
I think by end of June.
That's so far. No, you got to get it done faster than that. 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
I think like a month to do 10 things.
When I get on this list, okay, we're tentatively, you have a month. But okay. I don't think it's going to, I don't think so.
Okay, yes, sir.
Coors Tour, Golden, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump ahead to number 3, Edgewater Inn Pizza. We already said Bojo's is baked in. Edgewater Inn Pizza won for the pizza place we have to go to on the Instagram polls. So that's also in Golden. Look at this. You could tackle two things in one day.
I'm bop, trying bop. To make sure it really isn't Golden because now thought, that I said you that. Said,
no, maybe it's not. Edgewater would be in Edgewater.
It's in Edgewater.
Why'd you tell me it was in Golden, you idiot? And I bought it. Oh my God. Coloradans hate me right now.
I don't know what.
You said it was in Golden. You moron, and I believed
something.
Her.
I was looking at something and I was like, well.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, no.
Bob's.
Our burger
Bob's
is
Atomic
in
Burger is in Golden. We could do Coors Tour and Bob's Atomic.
Yes.
This Saturday if we can get reservations at Coors Tour.
Okay.
And you know what? We'll put on socials what time we're going to be there too. But like, so you could join us. Just like bum rush Bob's Atomic Burgers at the same time as we're there. We're not going to buy you anything, but like if you want to hang out and watch her eat a burger.
Okay. That feels
we're not even buying Erica's.
Weird.
Yeah, no, we're not. You know you have to buy all these things, right?
No, wait a minute.
So Coors Tour, Bob's Atomic Burger, two things on the list that are going to get tackled this weekend. Look at that. You'd
this
be
weekend?
20% done.
I got
20% done
going on this weekend. Maybe.
Saturday morning. What time can you start drinking a beer?
Anytime.
Okay. Because when I'm with some of I have a specific group of friends, Josh looking at you, Mitch, if you're listening, that a Coors Light on your jugular vein at 6 a.m. is not unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've gone to Stagecoach. I'm familiar with the Coors Light at 6 a.m.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay.
We'll wake you up then.
Yeah.
We'll bring the Coors.
Knock on the door.
Red Rocks is on the list.
Great.
Now, that's tough because you have to find something you like. I don't think you should go up in yoga. Our boss is like, she should just go to yoga. Do you want a yoga or you want to see a show?
I've never seen a show there.
Okay.
They're two different things. Both are good. Both are worthwhile. But a show is just.
I mean, for Tiak and I, the Yoga on the Rocks is a show.
You are the show, actually.
Lots of bushes.
What are you doing?
To hide behind. Come on.
That took a turn
what
that I wasn't expecting.
What are you doing?
Expecting.
We are on the
It's
radio.
A show.
What are you doing? Okay, so Red Rocks is on the list. Okay. There's 10 of them, and we're running out of time.
Okay, why don't we put the rest, like the full
no,
list
No, we're going through it.
Okay, we're also going to put it on Instagram.
We are? Do you even have it?
No, I'm going to ask you to give it to
Edgewater
me.
Edgewater Inn in downtown Louisville. Moron! It's called Edgewater!
Wait, I didn't tell you that!
You did.
You told yourself
that. Tiak, off the air, did she say Edgewater Inn isn't Golden?
We were making a plan of Golden. Yeah, it seemed like that.
And I said Bob's.
No, you said Bob's and Edgewater. You did. You said both. Oh, there was a tavern that was also that narrowly missed out.
Yep.
That we don't want to say that the Ace High Tavern.
Yeah.
Narrowly missed out.
I'll probably end up there after, you know, Bob's, but.
Okay, so we have 4 of the 10 things listed so far, and if you'd like to hear the rest, we're going to say them all next, or in about 6 hours when Erica sobers up, we'll put them all up on Instagram.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you're listening to this and you're wondering what the rest of the Colorado do list is,
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Say it correctly.
Sorry. We're about to get to the rest of them. If you don't know what it is the list of 10 things to convert Erica into one of us.
Can you go back through like 1 through 4 really quick?
Sure. These are not in the right order, but okay. Coors Tour coming in at number 1.
Yeah.
Red Rocks coming in at number 2. We were looking for a pizza joint, so Edgewater Inn Pizza came in number 3. We are doing, before you start screaming, we're doing Bojo's already. Mm-hmm. That's on our this is the first thing. Because like it's the one thing that's definitely, she's never had that. You don't even know what you're up against.
No.
It's like Chicago pizza is different. Detroit pizza with the weird sauce on top, it's different.
And this
is Colorado pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't get a mountain pie
somewhere else.
It just doesn't
I'm not even familiar
exist.
With it.
No, it's going to be so good. Okay. Then the other one we've mentioned so far was Bob's Atomic Burgers.
Okay.
Also in Edgewater.
No. That is in Golden.
Got it. And we're hoping to tackle some of these this weekend because Erica only has till June 1st to knock this whole thing
out. Okay, that is not true.
Okay, July 1st, but it's got to be way sooner than that.
Okay, great. Shake.
Coming in at number 4 is one that makes me very angry with you.
Why?
it's Pearl Street, which is just sort of a conglomeration. We just got to go up to Pearl Street, hit a couple different bars. What'd you do this last weekend? This weekend that we just passed, where you explore. Mm-hmm. What'd you do? Where were you at?
Well, I was in Boulder.
Okay.
I was in a wedding.
You're right there. Oh, I just stayed at Chautauqua.
I went to the Sundown Saloon for one beer, and then said there's too many children here, and I left.
I wonder if that's what the Dark Horse turned into.
It's underground.
I think the Dark Horse was going to change. The Dark Horse, if it was still there, we'd have to go get a beer there if we went up to
it's Boulder. Underground, and there's a bunch of lights.
Oh, no, that's something else. That's Tulagi's, maybe?
The Sundown Saloon, I believe.
Oh, okay. That might be the name of something else, yeah.
Okay.
My favorite thing about, I'm doing something just for video. It's like at Dark Horse Saloon, they have like, it says men on a door and it says women on a door, but they're printed on hands. So when you push open the door for the men's room, you're in the women's room. The sign is pointing to the door next to it.
I hate that.
So when you've had a few drinks and you just walk up and you're like, brr, when you're a man at the Dark Horse Saloon, just women just come in and you're just like, hey, you're new here. And it would. I shouldn't have told you any of that because it'd be real fun to have you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pearl Street on the list could have been knocked out preemptively. Yeah. Wasn't.
Well, I went. I just don't have footage of it.
Great. Number five. And this is where TX doesn't join in any longer. The Manitou Incline.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
Yep. Enjoy it. For it is great.
You will really not go?
I would go. Yeah.
How hard is it?
I would go. I just don't want to be yelled at the whole time. Like, come on.
We don't have to go at the same pace.
I'll be holding you back. And then.
For sure.
What if.
I also don't want
to be holding anyone back. What if I just take that one on solo?
You can. Will you just let me know when you go?
Maybe.
I just want to watch.
You think that I'm going to like.
I think there's a chance flounder? That something bad will happen. Yeah.
I do the stair stepper at the gym.
Yeah. This I can is bring exactly snacks. The same as that. Mm-hmm.
My fiance is a pretty good hiker.
Fiance. Yeah. We will be waiting at the bottom with like a giant catcher's mitt and a soccer thing. Because there's a chance you're gonna shoulder roll
like
down.
A soccer goal.
You gotta get to the top. And then coming down, you can haul butt down if you want.
I bet I will.
Okay.
Okay.
So the Manitou Incline has also made the list. Here's the thing. Have we thought about trying to combine some of these things? Like Manitou, you'll probably want a beer after.
I'm sure I will.
Huh.
But there's no... I don't even know where it is.
You know, unfortunately, the restaurant bar out in Sedalia barely got beat, so we can't take you there. Next up on the list is Bastion's.
Yes, the sugar steak.
We don't even know what that is.
I eat meat, but I hate steak. Well, I don't hate steak. I'll eat steak.
No, I've watched you rock an OP steak.
But I had like one slice. So can we all share this sugar steak? Okay, great.
Okay. I don't even know what it is. I'm from here. I've done everything on this list more than once. I've never had this steak. You've never even been there? I've driven by Bastion's a billion times, but I've never thought to go in. It looks kind of scary from the outside.
Sugar steak freaks me out.
I know, and I don't know what sugar steak means. Does it mean there's actual sugar on it?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. That sounds good.
Okay, we've only got a couple left. Next up, a Rockies game.
Oh, I have...
How do you feel about terrible baseball?
I love terrible baseball because it means I can drink beer and eat hot dogs and not even pay attention.
Okay. Yay. So we will do a Rockies game.
Great.
There's two more on the list. And number nine, and this one will, like, Buds is sitting there waiting to go into this slot. Ace High Tavern is sitting there waiting to go into this slot. Jim's Burgers is sitting there waiting to go into this slot. Casa Bonita.
Now, if
we have to get this done in under a month,
right?
We need help getting into Casa Bonita quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had a couple leads, but nothing's really
materialized.
We need
a real lead. If you I'm friends with the guy who used to do the sprinkler system. No.
No, you got to be friends with the guy who does the sprinkler system.
You got to be the guy who
does. You actually got to be one of the cliff divers.
If you're a cliff diver, yes.
Call us.
303-222-5423. Call text because we want into that. There's only one left.
Okay.
Do you know what's missing from the list?
I do know, and I don't really believe that we're going to get this done in the next month.
Yes, we are. There's a perfect time. Runoff is at a high.
That's not good.
We are, as a show, going to go river rafting.
Ooh.
And who's going to take care of my dog if I die?
Your dog will not need taken care of because both you and your fiancé will both be dead, and therefore your dog will die of starvation.
Is he coming with us?
Don't you think? Don't you want him on that?
I would, for my safety.
We would not protect you.
Who's going to jump out and get me if I fall out?
Nobody, and they tell you not to.
Are we talking your fiance or your dog? Which one's coming?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we're doing Get Dirty with Diddy. Is that what we're calling it?
No, we are not getting dirty with Diddy.
What's it calling it? Oh, daily we get dirty with Diddy.
Yeah, daily Diddy dirt. Triple D.
Oh, that.
But
yeah.
We're not getting dirty with Diddy.
We're okay. Diddy's dirt on the daily.
Yeah.
Dirty Diddy on the
daily. It's amazing that you have a journalism job.
I don't. I work here. Okay, so Daily Diddy Dirt.
Yep.
Triple D.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a friend of Guy Fieri, don't tell him we're using his little thing. He can't own Triple D. That was a thing before. It was boobs.
Gosh.
It's always been boobs.
Triple D. No, Double D is boobs. By the way, the amount of times I've said boobs out loud recently because of you guys.
You think it's our fault?
Absolutely, okay. It's your fault.
Real quick, TX, was Triple D a thing before?
I believe it was, yeah. Double D's have always been there, but there's
a Triple D.
There's a Triple D.
I don't goes like all the way. The face that TX just made at me, so I'm going to move on.
It was
on.
A little like Homer when he sees a donut. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So there are a couple things with Diddy as I'm about to sneeze. This is really great.
All right. Tiak, let's talk about donuts while she sneezes.
Okay.
There it is. Oh my God. That's such weak sauce. You swore to me you were going to stop doing it that way.
That was a great sneeze. It was really satisfying.
Okay. Go ahead. Are you a oneer?
Huh?
You're a oneer?
Not usually, but in a under
in
pressure
a
moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So one of Diddy's former assistants testified that he did, in fact, threaten to kill Kid Cudi, and that when he did so, he was livid and holding a gun.
Was Kid Cudi in the room?
I don't believe Kid Cudi was in the room. I think that was just as the conversation was going. He was angry. He had a gun, and he was saying, I'm going to kill him, and this was all because Kid Cudi was dating Cassie, allegedly.
It's just such a weird side note, but, like, what level of... Could you date T-Hack? Pretend your wife is dead.
No, just pretend she doesn't exist
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, she never existed or whatever. What? Could you date somebody that I've dated?
No, I don't think so.
Could you date somebody that somebody famous had dated?
Ooh, I would feel like I would be measuring up in both scenarios.
Because
could I compete with a guy who picked you up in a Lamborghini and who got... If you're famous or you went to the Grammys with them and stuff, and we're going to go to, what are we going to do?
Yeah, Culver's.
And that's just talking about soccer?
Yeah. I'm right here. No, I'm just, like, even though you're Kid Cudi and you are also famous, I just don't think I want to do that. I don't think I would go in after another celebrity.
So celebrities are just never supposed to date again?
No, I think the move is for a celebrity, if they've dated a celebrity, then they got to pick somebody off the street. Then you got to go.
But that's what you're saying with T-Hack.
Yeah, but he's famous too, kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm
just different.
Yeah, no, like because you don't want in the tabloids for them to be like, well, now after,
right.
After a brief stint with Diddy, now she's with T-Hack, the DJ from Brothers. And you're like, what?
How far are they falling?
Don't talk badly about Brothers.
No, there's nothing wrong with Brothers. But like,
right.
And then you're just never, like you said, you're never going to measure up.
But Kid Cudi was something of his own.
But not as big as Diddy.
Yeah, but I think there's also something both in entertainment and like you see this with athletes a lot where they kind of date in the same circles.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because you've gotten a taste, you understand the way to act, the way to turn your head at certain things.
Yeah.
Like you, dating an athlete, same with dating a musician, is such a unique thing. And it's kind of like if you've done it before, now you can do it again because you understand
it more.
So you
want to date somebody who's dated a celebrity because she's broken in. In the way of like she gets the game.
Right.
Like the second we step out of that limo, like you got to be put together.
You either need to be ready to go or you need to actually not be there.
Right. We got to.
And
like you said, turn your head. Like the paparazzi is going to be there and you got to like, because
mm-hmm.
they're going to put out the worst picture they can find.
This is why Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce work.
I know it's a Daily Diddy Dirt, but she still found a way.
It always comes back.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I hope not.
Okay.
Not here. Okay, now there is one other little tidbit about Diddy. There was an article put out about like how he would be spending his Memorial Day in jail. And they said he will have the chance, or he had the chance, to take part in spades, card games, dominoes, 3-on-3 basketball, and a soccer tournament.
So they let him out? Because isn't he in solitary? I think he's in solitary.
Is he
in solitary?
Okay. So maybe he was allowed to participate.
I don't think normally.
And then the meals yesterday were chili and baked potatoes, chicken sandwiches, and more. Kind of sounds better than my own home.
Way better.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story about why we are no longer allowed on Zoom meetings.
I have a list of those things, okay?
Okay, and I've got a story that will make you even more afraid of this thing.
There's so much mystery there. I hope you go first.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Oh, it's your lucky day. I'm going first. This story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
But it's, what was that sound?
That was my throat.
Okay. Well, this isn't a Florida man doing something weird. This is a Florida duck who has been attacking residents. That kind of duck.
Do you know how I feel about ducks?
It's a Muscovy duck. You don't like them.
Well, they're adjacent to geese. They're just mean little. They've gotten a good rap in the press, and they're mean.
Oh, well, the duck is no longer getting a good rap in the press because he sent a man to the hospital after seriously biting him because he's so aggressive. Now, see, the problem is the duck is protected by federal law, so it cannot be removed using inhumane methods. You know what I'm saying? And so it remains at large.
Yeah. Who's to say?
Who remembers playing Duck Hunt on Atari? I do. Oh, yeah.
Have you been attacked by geese?
I have been attacked by
my
geese.
My stepmom has been attacked by geese
and
as well.
And they do their arms up. They have ESP or something. They all know. And they look and he's one of them. They know it's like he's one that'll run. Mm-hmm. And they think it's so funny.
Well, it is pretty funny.
It's not okay.
But the duck is not funny.
The duck is attacked, so if you're in that part of Florida.
Yeah, Cape Coral, Florida. I should check where my in-laws are.
All right. Yeah. We're not allowed to hurt it.
No, absolutely.
We gotta let the duck.
Humane methods only.
Okay.
Humane methods.
Sucker.
Sorry.
I have a story.
Hold on, I got one more.
Takes out humans too.
Okay, what do you got?
I have a story out of the UK.
The UK, pop up to the Queen.
What did you say?
Pop up to the Queen.
Oh,
hello.
Cheerio.
Right, cheerio.
There's a man.
Listen, Eric is trying an accent.
A virtual work call.
Okay.
Apparently they have
you
those.
You fell off like Costner.
Yeah. That's a virtual work call.
A virtual work call, and was it?
He stood up while he was on this virtual call.
Yes,
turns
sir.
Out, wasn't wearing any skivvies.
Oh, he's.
He said, Weena.
But he didn't have trousers on either.
He had nothing.
Nothing on.
Nothing on.
He said, Weena.
He's got his wiener out.
Exposed.
They're called bangers. No, that's sausage. Bangers are the potatoes.
It's mash.
Bangers and mash. What's bangers and... Are bangers sausage?
I think they would be,
Listen.
Mash would be potatoes.
Right.
Bangers. Either way, they saw.
Anyway, so
on the Zoom call.
His biscuits and berries were out.
So they called him in. They said, we're going to have a meeting about this. Okay. You're not wearing pants on the meet.
Okay.
He at first claimed, no, I was just wearing nude colored underwear.
How many men in this room own nude colored underwear?
For the purposes of later Zoom calls, I own them too, just in case. Then he said, you know what, maybe I wasn't wearing those nude colored underwear, but this shouldn't have happened on my day off anyways. What do you expect from me?
Oh.
So he kind of just admitted,
you still got to wear pants.
Yeah.
So everybody saw the whole thing.
Yeah. The company didn't buy it. They dumped him. He tried to sue him.
Oh, he's fired.
Yeah, he was fired.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Quite literally caught with his pants down.
All right. Did he have any ducks there to maybe bite off his...
Ooh.
His bangers and mash. All right, then. Those were all the stupid people. No, you say it. I forgot it's you.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.